My name is Nick Hernandez. I am Ogla Lakota from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation here in the southwest part of the state of South Dakota. Today, I am the founder, CEO, and president of Mokoche Agriculture Development.
Today, Mokoche's focus lies in four initiatives: the Food Systems Initiative, a small-scale poultry system complete with a mobile poultry processing unit, and finally, in the development of a hemp system in the Pine Ridge Reservation. But Nick's work in his local food system really began when he returned home from college and spent time watching his grandmother steward the land.
My grandma was growing. He had her garden and everything. I was just captivated, and I said, "Hey, I want to do that." And she said, "Well, I can't teach you these things. You actually have to do them." And she's like, "You got 40 acres around you, you know, pick a piece of land and go and do it yourself." And that's kind of been my motivation ever since. So in 2015, I basically started my dream job of like being involved into growing food and being involved in the community.
While at the Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation, a grassroots organization in Pine Ridge working on a number of programs on the reservation, from workforce and community development to language, housing, and youth leadership, Nick was able to learn from earlier community surveys and help conduct additional ones.
And so within those surveys was a food sovereignty assessment. And basically in the assessment, it identified community members travel over 80 miles to source, you know, fresh, nutritious foods that are not actually packaged, you know, high fats, high salts, in a grocery store. I developed a market feasibility and food hub study. So the study was basically went out into the community and talked with producers. You know, mainly here on the reservation in South Dakota, it's a red meat cattle driven economy. And so we got to talk to producers about that. Got to talk to the grocery stores, the community stores about what does it look like to access local foods? Is it a possibility to be able to do those kind of things? And would you be willing to partner with us if there was to develop a local system to develop local foods and put them on the shelves and create a market? And so the market feasibility study identified the opportunities within creating local markets. For here on the Pine Ridge Reservation, we have so many people that are getting reconnected back with food. So they're growing seasonal gardens. You know, they're getting back into raising, you know, livestock and everything. And also with the survey back in 2006, was able to survey the houses across the reservation. And within a particular one season to the next, we found out that 10% of the houses that were surveyed throughout the reservation actually grew seasonal gardens. So people were actually raising food. Now my focus was on creating a system, you know, an integrated system to where people can grow food and process it in a safe manner and have the accessibility to do that, but also take another step forward of creating an added value product.
Ultimately, the surveys improved their understanding of what was happening within the community food system and identify opportunities to support local producers. They also ensured they were
asking the questions of the community. What do you guys want? What do we need to create here that creates that connection we used to have, you know, as a people? And so, and what are the things that we value, but what are the things that we actually need to not only create community, create economy, to create sustainability? In 2019, I left Thunder Valley CDC and started the next level of understanding and systems-based development, which I call today Mokoche, which means homeland, the Mokoche Agriculture Development.
Since its formation, Mokoche has been working towards
creating a food hub, so like a multi-purpose building, basically, that has access to space, training, community access, an overall system that doesn't exist. So office space, conference room, and then even integrating like, you know, a coffee shop deli to where we can create products, you know, that don't exist today, like, you know, a fresh salad bar or a, you know, fresh sandwich bar, and then also the commercial kitchen, and then the training center, like having a space to where if it's 30 degrees outside, negative 30 degrees outside, we plan for a training, having a space where it's nice and warm, you know, cool, has access to a large enough space to where like I can hold like a buffalo, you know, a buffalo harvest day or something like that. You know, we're talking about integrated of systems and of thought, you know, space where local community members can come and learn from, space where local community members can come and process and add a value good, space where they can get, you know, the trainings and certifications, you know, and then space to where if they do make added value products, that you have like a storefront or a shop or something to where you can put those front, you know, with those front center, with the access of such a system opens up mass opportunity.
In addition to the food system space, to help set community members up with their own integrated poultry system, Mokoche's
focus right now is to partner with families and community members who want to create their own local foods on their homelands. I wanted to create a system just like the Joe Salatin system, which is basically a 10 by 12 tractor system. So in learning about that, I partnered with another producer here, local producer. And last year we were able to partner with five families and build these systems. So being able to take a square foot understanding of a system and then integrate it into people who are basically living in their homesteads and provide a system that they can learn from, train from, that's basically a manageable system to produce a high volume of meat that didn't exist for them, but also create that connection to food and that connection to land in the regenerative understanding.
In Pine Ridge, regenerative planting within the pasture poultry system means
incorporating the fruit bearing trees that we already have growing here. So it's planting more of those. So it's like choke cherry and buffalo berry, plum. So incorporating those into the system design, because as a pastured poultry system, the design is to integrate and regenerate and put in regenerative things. So then that involves bushes and trees and everything, you know, planting oaks, planting ash trees, elm trees, you know, things that need to be replanted back in because we take them out when we create firewood. And then also integrating other plants like elderberry trees into the design system.
Additionally, Mokoche is supporting further opportunities in local foodway development with
a bottleneck added value system like a mobile poultry processor, which today I've had now for the last year and a half, or 2 years actually now. 2 years now today, a mobile poultry processor is being able to take a live bird and then process it down to an added value whole bird package right now. And for here, it's the first of its kind in on the reservation, but also it's the only system relevant now that has the capacity to process 135,000 birds in a season. And it's a mobile, it's basically a semi-truck trailer that has basically a kill floor, a processing floor, a refrigerator, and then the mechanicals of the mechanical room to basically operate it. When I talk about access and opportunity, it's about reconnecting to the place, to the spaces that you grew up in, because we have real significant connections to the land as we grew up here, and that's kind of always been the emphasis as Indigenous people is you know, where do you come from, who do you belong to, where do they live at, you know, what is your connection to these pieces of land. And so for food, it's real significant because seasonally, we do that. We make that connection. We go pick those berries. We go on those hunts. You know, we do all this kind of stuff. And so having connection to land is significant, because it helps you to build, helps you to reconnect to your identity. For a lot of our Plains region people, they follow the buffalo, you know, but also they let them live and repopulate and everything, but also they lived off the land under those understandings of where they specifically pieces of good property produced, you know, nutritious food or provided shelter. And that's how we have to think about it, is what can feed us, what can shelter us, you know, what can heat us, and what makes us more connected to the land. And there's a garden out there. You planted a tree for a specific reason. You planted these fruits and berries for a specific reason, because, you know, you love the taste of these, but also they provide a significant, like, wind belt, you know, on one side. So making sure that we're significant in what we plant, how we plant, and where we plant, because we want to be able to envision something that's not for seasonal, but for the longevity of generations. Once you really are doing those things, like harvesting berries and putting in gardens and going hunting, I mean, it's a feeling, it's a feeling like none other. Like, that's the connection that you want to create. And food is that. I mean, food is the foundation of all living things.